Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Hei. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our previous shiur, we cited a pasuk indicating that Sancheirev in one day traveled what would have been a 10-day journey in his approach to attempting to capture Yerushalayim. In counting the number of places, we noticed that there were actually more than 10 locations. This is going to give rise to the Gemara's question at the upper part of Daf Tzadi Hei Omid Aleph. For greater accuracy, though, we ought to point out that the question was dealt with at the bottom of Tzadi Dalet Omid Beis, and it was mentioned that several of the places that were counted in the list were really not places, but rather descriptions. So we pointed out that locations 8 through 10 were not really places. The Gemara is going to ask on the upper part of Tzadi Hei Omid Aleph, then if you make that calculation, it's going to come out to less than 10 places. After having counted 12, but then subtracting 3, you're really left with 9. Before, though, the Gemara deals with that, we will encounter the bracketed section that you see noted at the top of Tzadi Hei Omid Aleph. Within these brackets, the Gemara is going to be asking on a point that was mentioned also at the bottom of Tzadi Dalet Omid Beis. The point was that the Novi informed the people that they don't have to worry about Sancheirev, but they do have to worry about Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar in the Pasuk was termed a Laish. However, in another Pasuk that claims that Nebuchadnezzar is a lion, a different word was used. The Pasuk said, Olo Aryeh Misubcho, as a reference to Bovel and Nebuchadnezzar. So as we open up our Gemara, the Gemara will be pointing out this difference. With that having been said, we look at the bracketed section, the third line from the top on Tzadi Hei Omid Aleph. You'll notice there's a little note indicated by an asterisk that says, Acharei HaSograyim HaGemara Mamshicho Lodun Be'inyon Mispar HaMakomos. After the bracketed section, the Gemara will go back to deal with the number of places or stations that Sancheirev passed on his way to Yerushalayim. The length of the brackets, of the bracketed section, is indicated by a length marker that's specially designed to indicate bracket length, and that's a dashed dotted line, a vertical dashed dotted line that you find to the left-hand side of the Gemara text. With all that having been said, let us go straight through the Gemara, focusing on the question regarding the terms the Pasuk uses to compare Nebuchadnezzar to a lion. The Gemara asks, Mi domi, hasam, in the case of Nebuchadnezzar, Ari, he's referred to as Aryeh. You can also take advantage of the arrow that you see here in the margin, or in the space between the Gemara and the Rashi. To the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, you see an arrow with a Tzadi Dalet Omid Beis notation under it. That tells you, look on Tzadi Dalet Omid Beis and find a parallel arrow. In this case, you'll find it opposite the bottom line of the Gemara, also on the right-hand side, with a note, Tzadi Hei Omid Aleph, under the arrow. You notice on that line, we've dashed underlined two expressions, and the Gemara is drawing our attention here to that difference. So in one case, Nebuchadnezzar is referred to as an Ari, an Hocha, in the Pasuk that indicated the places that Sancheirev passed. In that Pasuk, you find the word Laish. So there seems to be an inconsistency. The Gemara says, no problem. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Shemos Yeshla Ari. A lion has 6 different names. Eluhain, Ari, Kfir, Lavi, Laish, Shachal, and Shachatz. The important one of the names for our discussion is the word Laish. The Gemara now continues with what we mentioned before in terms of the number of places that Sanherib passed on his way to Yerushalayim. We cited a pasuk at the bottom of Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis. In counting the number of places, we came out to 12. The Gemara pointed out that places 8 through 10 were really descriptions. So we're going to subtract from the 12, 8, 9, and 10. That's three places. The Gemara asks, "Ihachi basru lehu?" It would come out then that there are fewer than 10 places as the Gemara had claimed. So the Gemara answers that place number 4 in our original counting, and you can see we've indicated a 4 in parentheses as a reference to the original counting, Avru Ma'avora Tarti Ninu. Those words represent really two places. Mai Oid Hayom Benov La'amod. What is the meaning of this particular pasuk? This is a pasuk, of course, quoted from Yeshaya Perek Yud, which is the section of the of Sefer Yeshaya that we are darshaning right now. The pasuk that had previous mentioned the number of places on his way was actually we cited there pasuk Choftes, and we also cited pasuk Lamed and pasuk Lamed Aleph. All of this you can see by looking back to the bottom of Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis. We now are looking at Pasuk Lamed Beis, in other words, the next Pasuk. And it says in that next Pasuk, Od Hayom Benov Lamod. What's the significance? Nov is the name of a place. Omar Rav Huna, Oiso Hayom Nishtayer Me'avoino Shel Noiv. That day that Sanherib was coming on Yerushalayim was the last day as far as the possibility of receiving, of the Jewish people receiving punishment or retribution for the sin of Nov. Let us glance at the Rashi and see what we're referring to. Because of the sin that was hovering over the Jewish people, al shenhergu kohanei Noiv, because of the murder of the kohanim of the city of Nov. Nov was one of the Kohen cities. And this was a result, a historical story, where the city of Nov offered refuge to David when he was on his run from Shaul. And when Shaul discovered that they protected, that Nov protected David, he saw to it that they were executed. So as a result of that unfortunate story, Kova HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ha'onesh Ad Oiso Hayom, the Kodesh Baruch Hu set a date that till that day that Sanherib was coming on Yerushalayim, the Jews would be subjected to punishment for that event. V'Oiso Yoyim Bilvad Nishtayer Mizman Ha'onesh, and that was the last day as far as the possibility of receiving punishment. A form of a statute of limitations, if you will. V'ilu hoya milcham Yerushalayim ba'oso hayom, if Sanherib would have waged war on Yerushalayim that very day, hoya kosha, he would have been successful in capturing it. V'hochi mash makro, and the posuk's meaning is as follows. Oid hayom, oiso hayom. The oid hayom of the posuk meant that day, hemidoi, l'sancheriv ha'yushalayim v'avo nov, would have stood in the good stead for Sanherib's benefit, as far as the sin of Nov so many years before. We have a marking over here, a house form, and this is explained on the side under our Mivneh heading. Hasimun Soviv Noiv, the geometric form around Nov, Miuad Litzor Kesher Bein Shnei Ho'agodois, to create a sense of connection between these two agadic sections of Gemara. You have one over here, and you'll see later on the Omid another house form around the expression Iskei Noiv. And we've labeled them Aleph and Beis. There's a Rashi that points out this connection. The Rashi's found further down the page, Dibur Masul V'yishbi Benoiv, and the Rashi says, Aidi da'iri le'el ba'oiso yoyim shenishtar me'avonu shalov, because the Gemara earlier, namely where we're holding right now, is speaking about the sin that was left regarding the Nov tragedy, Nokat Hocha V'yishbi Benoiv, Shebo al Iskei Nov, an incident featuring an individual that lived in Nov will be brought in later. In other words, the Gemara later on, the Agadic story later on, will in fact involve Dovid HaMelech himself, who was part of the Nov story, as we mentioned. Let us continue now with the Gemara on the upper part. We mentioned that that day that Sancheriv came on Yerushalayim was the last day for there to be some form of punishment carried out on the Jewish people for the original Nov story. Amri Le Kaldoi, the stargazers, told Sancheriv, if you go now and capture, attempt to war on Yerushalayim and capture it, you'll be successful. Ve'ilo, if you tarry, lo yachlislo, you will no longer be successful. Urcha debol izgui basar yoma, the length of journey that ordinarily would take 10 days, soga b'chad yoma, he successfully covered in one day, and that's a reference to the 10 masos, the 10 travelings, the 10 stations that we mentioned before, that what would have ordinarily been 10 resting places, representing 10 different days of journey, he covered in one day. Kimotu Yerushalayim, when he got to the environs of Yerushalayim, shadilei bistarki, he set up mattresses, a pile of mattresses, ad desolik v'yosef miluyei shura, until he a sufficiently tall pile of these mattresses, until he sat on the uppermost one, ad dechazio lekul Yerushalayim, and from that perspective, this we'll call it this improvised tower, if you will, he was able to see all of Yerushalayim. Kichazio, as he looked upon it, it looked very small in his eyes. Is zutur be'enai. Zutur means small. It looked small in his eyes. Omar, Sancheriv declared, and we have a few lines of in quotation marks representing his declaration. Hello, da hi karta di Yerushalayim. Is this the city? Karta is a city. The city of Yerushalayim. The Allah argishes kol mashir yosi, that I had to assemble all of my forces. The Allah kashis kol medinta, and I conquered so many nations in order to get to this point. Hello, he ze'ira v'chalosha mikol karche amemaya de kavshis biskoif yodi. This place is smaller than all, and smaller and weaker than all the other national cities, possibly a reference to all the capital cities that I captured with the strength of my army. Ola v'kom umodid v'reshe. He rose up and started waving his nodding his head. Movil maisi biode, and he waved his arms. Al tur beis makdisha de betzion, waving his arms in the direction of the beis hamigdash that was in Sion. The al ezrasa de Yerushalayim, and on the, in the and regarding and over the courtyards of Yerushalayim. These are probably references to the beis hamigdash and the azoros in the beis hamigdash. Amri, the stargazers, told him, nishti be yodohidna, let's cast our hand upon it now. In other words, let's go now. Omar Lahu. So Sancheriv told his counselors, his stargazers, he says, listen, Tamhisu, we're tired. Lamochar Aisili Kol Chad V'Chad. Tomorrow, each one will bring to me, Kol Chad V'Chad Minaychu, each one of you will bring to me, Golmo, a piece of stone from the wall, Harag Minei. Rashi explains on this phrase, Gomu horag, chaticho shochoma, Loshon Parsi. See, each one bring a piece of the wall in the Persian language. Evan ruua, a shaky stone, minachoma from the wall. Venivkea, and we'll smash it. Miad, vayhi balaylahu, and immediately that very evening, the evening that, in fact, Sancheriv wanted to tarry. Vayetze Malach Hashem, Vayach b'machne Ashur, the angel of God came forth and beat the camp of Ashur, that's Sancheriv's nation, Mea Ushmeinim v'chamisha Elef, 185,000 victims. Vayashkimu baboke b'nei kulam pagorim mesim, those that remained woke up in the morning and noticed all of the corpses. Omar Rav Popa, Hainu Diamri Inshi. Based on this, there's a common saying, Bas Dina, Botel Dina. If the din, if the verdict is left overnight, the din is Botel. The verdict is voided. At this point in our marking system, we notice a bracketed section. This is a bit unusual in terms of the length of this bracketed section. We have a note on the inside margin where you'll see the asterisk. It says, Acharei HaSograim, the Omid Beis, at the conclusion of these of this bracketed section that concludes on the Omid Beis of this Gemara, HaGemara Chozeres L'Nyonei Sancheirev, the Gemara will return to issues concerning Sancheirev. Godel Tzvo, the size of his army, Mapoloso Bidei Malach Hashem, and his falling into the hands of the angel of God. Up to that point, though, the Gemara will, as we mentioned earlier, discuss another Agoda, and actually an earlier story, a historically earlier period of time, involving another Nov individual, or Nov story. Since we know the general layout and structure of the Gemara, there's no necessity for skipping this bracketed section, because we already know that the end of the bracketed section, the Gemara afterwards, will pick up with what we have been discussing till now. Within the bracketed section, we're going to learn about a story where a brother of the famous Goliath, in English referred to as Goliath, the giant individual that David HaMelech killed in their standoff, his brother is featured in this particular Agoda. There appears a story where the Kodesh Baruch Hu appears to David, and Hashem holds it against David. This is a very refined level of accountability, but when dealing with tzaddikim, so is the case, where he is held responsible or accountable in a very refined form for the death of the city of Nov. You might ask, how could that possibly be? David was on the run, and these people offered him refuge. And true, as a result of that, they were killed by Shaul, who was carrying out his vendetta against David. But you'll ask, why should David HaMelech bear any responsibility for that? He was trying to save his own life. So all that is true. However, there is an element of guilt that one must bear when someone else experiences a downfall through you. And in this case, it was through David HaMelech that those the Kohanim of Nov suffered their death. And as a result of that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu appears to David and offers him a sort of ultimatum. We'll now take a look at this story inside. Vishbi Benov, that's the name of this individual, Yishbi of Nov, Asher Bilide Harofa. He was one of the children of Harofa, also known as Orpah. Orpah was a woman who is also famous from the story of the Megillas Rus. Rus and Orpah had married the sons of Elimelech. Umishkal kino shlosh meos mishkal nechoshes. The weight of his spear was 300 units of nechoshes. Vehu chogur chadosha. Vayomer lahakos es David. And he intended to kill David. Remember, David is the one that killed his brother. My v'yishbi benov. What's the background to him? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Ish Shebo Al Iskenov. His appearance in this particular section of the Tanakh, in Sefer Shmuel Beis, Perek Chafalov, his appearance is because of the incident of Nov. Omar Le HaKodesh Baruch Hu David. Before we go on, let us just remind ourselves, as you see the house form around Iskenov, this is a tie-in to the fact that we had discussed the sin or the problem of Nov in an earlier Gemara upper part of the page, where you can also see the house marking. So David HaMelech receives a communication from HaKodesh Baruch Hu, who asks him, Ad Mosai Ye Ovoin Ze Tamun Biyodecha, how long will this sin be buried in your hands? Al Yodecha Nehergo Noiv Ir HaKehanim, through you the city of Nov the population of Nov was killed. The Al Yodcha Nitrad Doeg Ho'adomi, and through you, Doeg Ho'adomi, who was a scheming and or evil counselor to Shaul HaMelech, but he met his end. The Al Yodcha Nehergu Shaul Ushlesh Bonav, and through you, Shaul HaMelech and his three sons were killed. You'll ask, so what's the connection? Rashi points out, Nitrad Doeg Ho'adomi, Shesiper Loshen Hara Al David. We saw this in an earlier Gemara, that Doeg spoke Loshen Hara. He spoke with evil intents concerning David and telling his story of David to Shaul. And through that, Shaul's jealousy was aroused. Shiniskana Boishol, Ulufi Shekibel Achimelech es David Benoiv, and since Achimelech of Nov received David on his run, Omale Shaul, Sov Ufuga Bekoyane Hashem, as a result of Achimelech of Nov offering David refuge, Shaul issued an order to have the people of Nov killed. Nimsa Shaal Yodcha Nehugu, through you, in effect, it came about that they were killed. The Ato Nichshal, Ubechet Ze, Nerag Shaul Shoshes Bonav B'Mechemes Plishtim, and as a result of that particular sin, it was brought about that Shaul would be killed in the battle with the Plishtim together with his three sons. So all of these people's downfall, whether it be Nov, Doeg, Shaul, Shoshes Bonav, all can be traced back to you. Of course, David had done nothing maliciously, but nevertheless, the fact that someone else receives a punishment as a result of me, that causes a certain issue of guilt. Ritzoncha, Kodesh Baruch Hu asks, would you like Yicholu Zaracha, that your children should cease to exist? Oy Timoser Biyad Oyev, or that you personally would be given over into the hands of an enemy? Omar Lefonov, so David HaMelech responds, Ribbono Shalom, Mutav Emoser Biyad Oyev, better that I should be given over into the hands of an enemy, V'lo Yichale Zari, and that my offspring should not cease to exist. Yumachad nofak le sochor bazoi. So one day he went to this place. Also sultan the idmile ketavia. The sultan appeared as a deer. Posak be gira velo matya. David shot an arrow at this deer and it didn't reach it. Mashre, the deer was on the run, and David was drawn to follow the deer. So Mashre, he drew him ad the amte le'eretz plishtim, until he was brought to the plishtim territory. Kedechazi Yishbi Benov Omar, when Yishbi Benov noticed David HaMelech on the scene, he said, Hainu hai dekatle legolias achi. Here he is. Here's the one that killed Golias, my brother. Kamte. He tied him up and bent him over. Oisve v'shadye tusi be'badya. And he took David and put him underneath the base habad of Zesim, an olive press. An olive press is a stone arrangement that's very heavy. And he intended to crush David by placing him under this olive press. Isavid le'nisa, a miracle happened. Mochole aro mitusei. So that the ground underneath the olive press became very soft. So as the olive press weight was weighing down on David, the ground underneath him offered no resistance, and hence it pushed him down into the softened ground. Hainu dichtiv. Based on this, we have the pasuk says, "Tarchiv tzadi tachtoi velo moadu karsuloi." Ahu Yoma, that particular day, Apanya Damale Shabbat Havi, it happened to be an Erev Shabbos, a Friday. Avishai Ben Sura Havi Kochayef Reshe, another player in this story, Avishai Ben Sura, was washing his head in honor of Shabbos that was coming. But Dalid Garvi Damaya, he was using this amount of water, four flasks of water, for washing his head. Chazinu Kisme Doma, and he noticed a very unusual event. There appeared blood stains. Ikod Yamri Osa Yona Itrif Kameh, another version of the story that aroused Avishai Ben Sriya's curiosity is that a dove bird appeared in front of him, and Itrif Kameh, it started to beat its wings in front of him. Omar, Avishai said, Knesset Yisrael, Leyoino Imsila. The nation of Israel is Imsila, means compared, is like the word Moshal, is compared to a Yona Shinema, Kanfei Yoino Nechbe Bekesef. In that posuk, the word Yona appears as an allusion to Klal Yisrael. Shma Mino, he concluded, Avishai Mesir concluded, that David, Malkut Yisrael Betzara, David, the king of Israel, David being a representative of the Jewish people, we said that the Yonah was analogous to the Jewish people, so it must be that David HaMelech is Betzar, is in trouble. Shori also Lebese, he immediately went to his home, Velo Ashkeche, he couldn't find David in his house. Omar, so Avishai said, I've got to get to him very quickly. Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says Ein Reifen Al Suso, that a commoner is not allowed to ride on the king's horse. Ve'ein Yishven Al Kiso, he's not allowed to sit in the king's seat. Ve'ein Mishtamshin B'Shabita, nor does one use the king's staff. B'Shas Asakono Mai, what is the din when it comes to a time of danger? Also Shalbei Midrasha, so Avishai went to the base medrash with this question. Amulei, and they answered him, B'shasa zekona shabir domik. When it comes to a time of danger, it is different. It is okay to ride the king's animals. Rachbe leparde. So Avishai rode his mule. Fekom ozal. He was on his way. Kofza le'ara. And a miraculous thing took place where the land folded underneath him, so to speak, enabling him to instead of covering a whole long journey, in a few steps he was already there, because the amount of land that was supposed to be covered in the journey folded up, so to speak, underneath him. Bahadi de Komaski, on his way, Chazi le Orpo Ime, he met up with Orpo, the mother of Yishvi Benov, the Havis Navo, she was spinning wool. Ki Chazisei, when she saw Avishai ben Zeruya, Poskesa lepilcha, she stopped her spinning. Shatsei iluya, and she Poskesa, she cast the spindle and threw it at him. Sovra lemiktale, she threw it with the intent to kill him. Omra le, she didn't kill him, so she said to him, Alam, young man, Isi li pelech, bring my spindle. Paske Beresh Mocha, he returned the spindle by throwing it at her head, the Katla, and he killed her. Kad Chazia Yishbi Benov, Omar, when Yishbi Benov saw him, he said, Hashta Havu Bey train, the Katlani. Now there are two of them. There's David and there's this guy. There's Avishai. They're going to kill me. Paske Le David Le Ila. He took David and threw him up in the air. The Dotsle Lurumche, and he wedged his spear into the ground. Omar Napal Allah Viniktal. Let David, who I just cast into the air, fall onto the spear and let him die that way. Omar Avishai Shame. So Avishai pronounced the ineffable name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukme le David ben Shmaya Liara, and through the pronunciation of Hashem's name that caused David to be suspended between heaven and earth. So saving him from the spear. The name Aleihu, why doesn't David say it himself? Answer, Ein Chovush Motzi Atzmo Mibeis HaAsurim. Literally meaning, the one who's bound up, in one who is jailed, cannot release himself. Rashi explains that being that David was in such a tenuous situation, he was unable to have the right concentration in pronouncing Hashem's name, so he wouldn't be able to release himself through using the Shem Hashem. Amale, Avishai asks David, "My boy Socha, what are you doing over here?" Amale, so David answered, "Hochi Amali Kuchabrichu, Vachi Ahadri Le." Thusly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered me an ultimatum, and thusly I answered, telling him that I chose the side that I should be given over to the hand of an enemy and not have my children cut off. Amalei, so Avishai says, Apich Tzlosech, have your tefillah switched, turned around. Bar Broch Kiro Lizvin, let your grandson be a wax salesman. Be'ad lo titzdaer, but you should not experience tsar. Amalei, David says, Ihochi Saibadon, if so, so then help me out. That's what's meant in this pasuk, that Avishai helped him. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, she'ozro b'tfilah, he helped him in prayer. Amar Avishai Shem v'achdei. So Avishai pronounced the Shem Hashem and lowered David from his state of suspension. Havet korodif basrayu. So Yishbi Menov started to lay chase upon them. Kimota Kuvi, when they got to that place called Kuvi, Amri Kum Bey. So they said, let him stop, let him stand still. Kimota Bey Trey, Amri Betrey Gurion Katlua Larye. When they got to Bey Trey, so they said, can two lion cubs possibly kill the lion? Amri Lay. So they said to Yishbi, Zil ishtakach li orpo imech bekivra. Go visit your mother Orpah in her grave. Well, ki atku le shmo di ime, when they mentioned to him his mother's name, kochash chele, he became weak, the katle, and they were able to kill him. Hainu dichtiv, oz nishbu anshe David lo lemor, lo seitse oid itanu l'milchama, v'lo sichbes ner Yisrael. So it was from that point onwards that the men of David said to him, you are no longer going to go into battle and thereby not cause the extinguishing of the candle of Israel. Tamar Rabbanan, Shloisha Kofso Lahem Horetz. There were three who experienced this phenomenon of the land folding up underneath them. Eliezer Eben Avraham, V'yankiv Ovinu, V'Avishai Ben Tzriah. Avishai Ben Tzriah, Hodamar, the Gemara points out that the story involving the land folding up under him, we just got finished with that story. Eliezer Eved Avraham Dichtiv. What about the story regarding Eliezer? So when Eliezer was sent to find a wife for Yitzchak, he tells the story, V'avo Hayom Elayin. And he says, I got there today to the well. The well at which he eventually met Rivka, the wife to be of Yitzchak. So the Pasuk though says, I came today to the well. L'meimer Adahu Yom Adanachak. That suggests to us, it tells us that it was that day that he left. In other words, he left the home of Yitzchak and arrived in Choron at the well the very same day. In order to make, of course, such a long voyage or journey, he was zochet to what's known as Kfitzas HaDerech, as was featured in the Tanaic source we just read. And finally, the Yankov Avinu, the numberings, of course, you can see, correspond to the appearance of these particular names in the source. The Yankov Avinu incident, Dichtiv, it says, Vayetze Yankov Miber Sheva, Vayelech Chorona. Yankov, on his in his trip away from Esav, it says he went from Be'er Sheva to Choron. Uksiv, Vayivka b'amokom, vayola en sham, ki vo ha-shemesh. It says when he, at his journey, he went to sleep in what we know later on to be called Beisel. And as the Pasuk says, he went to sleep there because the sun set. What does that mean, that he went to sleep there because the sun set? So the Gemara now gives the background to that incident. Kimata l'choron, when he got to Choron, on his initial journey from when Yankov left Eretz Yisrael to go to Choron, when he finally got to Choron, Omar, he said, "Efshar avarti amokum shespalu bo avosai. Is it possible that I passed by the place that my forefathers davened at, that prayed there, vani lo ismalti bo, and I personally did not?" So, boy lemadar, he wanted to go back to that particular spot. Kevan dehiru b'dayte lemadar kofsele ara. As soon as he thought about going back to that spot where they davened, so that he too could daven there, as he thought about it, the land folded up underneath him. Miyad vayivga b'mokom, and that's what's meant by the pasuk that says, "And he met up with the place." Vayolen sham kibo hashemesh. The pasuk also says that he slept over there because the sun set. Boser detzali, when he finished davening, boy l'mahader, he had an intention to go back on his journey, to go back to where he had been, actually, to go back to Choron. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened and said, Tzadik zeh bo lebeis meloni. Could it be that this tzaddik comes to my malone, to my hotel, so to speak, where I provide hospitality? Yiftar below lino, should he go without sleeping by me? Miyad bo hashemesh. And immediately the sun set. So that's what is meant by the pasuk, which said he slept there, he slept in Beisel, ki bo hashemesh, because the sun set. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the sun to set early so that he wouldn't continue on his journey back to Choron. The same spirit is covered in the next statement, v'hainu dichti v'yizrach loi hashemesh. This pasuk is a pasuk stated in reference to Yankiv Avinu. It says, Gemara now says, v'chi lo bilvad zorcho, the pasuk says the sun shone for him. Did the sun shine just for one person? V'alo l'chol ha'olam kulo zorcho. When the sun shines, it shines for the whole world. Elon Rav Yitzchak, shemesh shebo bavuro, zorcho bavuro. The sun that set early because of him shined because of him. We mentioned on Omen Aleph that David HaMelech reversed his original tefillah and opted to have his offsprings finished off, and he himself would not be the victim of an enemy. Umenolam dekola zarei de David. From where do we know that David HaMelech's offspring were finished off? In order to see the connection of this point of Gemara to what was said on Omen Aleph, you can use the asterisk, which you see indicates to look at Omen Aleph to find a parallel asterisk. So where do we see that David's offspring were dwindling, almost cut off? Tichtiv, Vasalyo im Achazyohu, Ruaso Kimeis Bina, Asalyo, who was a descendant, a woman who was a descendant from the Davidic lineage, saw that her son died. Vatokum vatovad eskol zera hamamlocha. She arose. She was an evil woman, and she killed off all of the seed, the children of the monarchy. Ah, the Gemara asks, "Vahol ishtayer le yoyosh." We know that Yoash remained. So the Gemara says, the fact that one person remained, hasam nami ishtayer evyoser. In the killing of Nov, there did remain one Kohen, and his name was Evyoser. Dichtiv, Vayimolei ben Echod, Lachimelech ben Achituv, Ushmo Evyoser. And there escaped one son born to Achimelech of Nov, and the son that ran away, that actually saved himself, was Ushmo Evyoser. Omar Viro, Omarav, Ilmolei Nishtari Evyoser, Lachimelech ben Achituv, had he not remained, had Evyoser not remained, Lo nishtar mizaro shel David sorid upolit. There would be no remnants to the offspring of David either. Omar Avira, Omar Av. Going back, as we said earlier, at the end of that bracketed section, we go back now to the story of Sancheriv and the destruction of his army. So Omar Avira, Omar Av. Bo aleim Sancheriv horosha barboim v'chamisha elef ish. Bnei Melochim Yoishvin Bekronos Shel Zav Imoen Shiglonos Vizonos Ushmoinim Elef Giborim Levushe Shirion Klipa Uveshishim Elef Achuze Cherev Rosim Lefonov Vashar Poroshim. So in this particular pasuk we can account for 185,000 people, and then he says, and the others were Poroshim, were horsemen, Uvechein Bo Al Avram, and a similar number of soldiers came up to war with Avram Avinu, Vechein Asidin Lovo in Gog Umagog, and a similar number of troops will be part of the armies of Gog Umagog in the battle before the ultimate Geula. The Masisa Tana, Urech Machneu Arba Meos Parsi. In this Tanakh source, it's taught that the length of his camp, of his army camp, was 400 parsa. Rochav Tzavor Susav, the accumulated width of the neck sizes of his horses was arboim parsi, would have amounted to 40 parsa of neck thicknesses. Soch machaneu mosaim v'shishim riboi alofim choser chad. The total number of his camp was 260 times 10,000, 2.6 million minus one. The Gemara now asks, what do you mean minus one what? Boy Abaye, Choser Chad Ribo, does it mean 260 times 10,000 minus one unit of 10,000? Oy Choser Chad Alpha, or minus a unit of 1,000? O Choser Mea, O Choser Chad, or less by 100, or less by one. So the Pasuk, or the Tanaic source that said, V'shishim Ribo Alofim Choser Chad, that Choser Chad is taken, remains unresolved. Tona, we have another Tanaic source featuring the descriptions of the size of the camp of Asancheriv, Melech Ashur, as follows. Rishonim Ovru B'shi, the first group of soldiers that came with Sancheriv and crossed the Jordan River, there was enough water in the river for them to swim through it. Shinemar v'cholaf biyudo shotaf yovar. And soyim avru, the middle group of troops, b'koyma. They were able, the water level had been so diminished that they were able to walk across. Shinemar ad tzavor yigia. The water reached merely their neck heights. Achronim, the last group that entered the land of Israel by crossing the Jordan, there was in effect no more water left. Helu ofar baraglam. They caused dirt to be kicked up by their marching through. Velo motsu mayim banor lishtos. They didn't even find water in the river to drink. Ad sheviu mayim mimokom acher v'shoson, until they brought water from some other location and then drank. Shenemar ani karti v'shosisi mayim for achriv bekach pamai kol yori motsar. The translation of that pasuk indicates that they drank, but eventually they dried out all of the water. The Gemara now brings a pasuk that presents a problem as far as numbers are concerned. Before, we said he had an army of 2.6 million. That was 260 ribo. A ribo is 10,000. 260 times 10,000. However, we have another pasuk that seems to indicate a different number, a far fewer number. Vayetze malach Hashem, vayake b'machne Ashur, meyo ushmonim v'chamisha elef. The malach beat the camp of Ashur, and he killed 185,000 soldiers. Vayashkima baboki v'nei kulam p'gorem mesim, and they were all dead. So the number 185,000 is very different than the number 2.6 million. Omar Rabbi Avo, Halolu Roshi Geises Hain. The number 185,000, they were heads of army units. There was a Roshi Geises, they were heads. They each one of those 185,000 men had numerous soldiers under their command. The numerous soldiers would have added up to the number 2.6 million. Omar Ravashi, Daiko Nami, by careful reading, you can see this in the words. Tichtiv, b'mishmanov rozon, b'shmeinim de'isbehu, like the fat ones, or the large ones, in this case, the officers of them, there was rozon. In other words, they were the ones that, rozon means thinned out, and in this case, killed out. Oma Ravina, Daiko Nami, Tichtiv, by another further proof to this, resolution of the discrepancy we mentioned before is, it says, Vayishlach Hashem Malach, Vayached Kol Gibor Chayil, V'Nogid V'Sor, V'Machne, Vayavo Beis Elokov, U'Mitziei Meov, Shom, Hipilu B'Chorev, Shma Mina. This pasuk indicates that the Malach Hashem came and killed out the leadership figures of the army. And the end of the pasuk says that eventually Sancheriv came to his idolatrous temple, and it was there that his own children killed him. Bamehikom. The Gemara here asks, through what method did the angel kill the soldiers of Sanherib? On the side, we have a Mivneh note. As you look ahead in the Gemara, you see quite a long list of triangles. Triangles, as one of our series indicators, is featured on the side. Deos, b'mahikom malach Hashem, different opinions, how the malach Hashem killed them, kedei la'arog tzvoi shel Sancheriv, in order to kill the army of Sancheriv. So, continuing now in the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Omer, b'yad hikom shenemar, he killed them with his hand, with his arm. The pasuk says, "Vayar Yisrael es hayod hagdola." This pasuk is featured in the story involving Yitzias Mitzrayim and the crossing of the Yamsuf. It says there, and the people of Israel beheld the large hand, large arm. And what does that hayod indicate? Hayad she'asido lipora mi sancheriv. The featuring or the emphasis of the word Hayah, the hand, is a reference to the hand that in the future will seek retribution from the army of Sancheriv. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Be'etzba he come. Through a finger he hit them. Shenemar, Vayomru ha'chartumim el paro, Etzba Elohim he. Back to the story of the Jews in Egypt, the magicians that were in the court of Paro declared that this is the finger of God. And the word he being emphasized, he etzba, this is the finger, shasida lipara mi Sancheriv, that in the future will seek retribution from Sancheriv. Reb Lezer ben Oz Shor Yossi Aglili Omer, Omar lo HaKodesh Baruch Hu LeGavriel, the Almighty instructed the angel Gabriel, Magolcha Netusha, is your Magol withdrawn? Rashi points out, Magolcha Netusha, She Shchuza Magolcha Laharoges Elu. A Magol is a utensil used in harvesting different types of grains. It's a sharp knife, a sickle type implement. So is it drawn? Is it ready? Is it sharpened? Omar Lefonov, so the angel answered, Ribbono Shelam Netusha V'Omedes Misheshes Yemei Breishis. It's withdrawn and sharpened from the 6 days of creation. Shenemar Vipnei Charavos Nododu Vipnei Cherev Netusha. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoy Omer, Oiso HaPerek Zman Bishul Peros Hoya. The time at which Sancheriv's army was killed was the season in which fruits ripen. Omar Lo HaKodesh Baruch Hu LeGavriel. The Almighty instructed the Malach, Gabriel, Kesha'ato Yoitzi Levashel Peros, on your way to ripen the fruits, he zokek lehem, deal with them. Shenemar midei ovroi yikach eschem, ki baboker baboker yavor bayom uvalaylo, vohoyo rak zvo'o hovin shmua. Omar of Popo, Hainu Dam Rienshi, based on this, there is a saying, Agav urchoch lebal dvovoch ishtama, on your way, go deal with your enemy. So, like we just said, on his way, it was like sort of like by the way type of thing. That on your way to ripening the fruits, knock out the enemy. Another opinion is he blew into their nostrils, umesu, and through that they died. Shenemar v'gam noshaf bohem vayivoshu. The psukim that the Gemara is quoting along the way are all coming from Yeshaya, from Sefer Yeshaya. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar, Kapayim sofak lehem umesu. He clapped his hands, and through the clapping of his hands, they died. Shenemar, this pasuk is from Yecheskel. It says, V'gamani ake kapi el kapi v'hani chosi chamosi. Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha Omar, Oznayim gola lehem v'shomu. He revealed their ears to them. That means he enabled them to, he caused them to hear that which ordinarily a person does not hear. And what happened? Vishamu shiro mipi chayos umesu. And he heard the praises of the chayos are certain types of angelic or heavenly creatures that say shiro to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. And regular human beings are not privileged to hear it. But you can also question what kind of privilege is it when, if one does hear it, he actually dies. And so the army of Sancheriv's called ear filter system was removed, and they heard the shira of these chayas, umesu, and they died. Shenemar, me romemusecha noftsu goyim. V'kama nishtayim mehem, how many were left after the army of Sancheriv was vanquished? So to this, we have a series of opinions featured in another series marking. Of course, in our marking system, we use different geometric forms to make a distinction between different series. So you see each one as a separate entity. Notice the Mivneh notation on the side. You see a diamond featured. Deos, opinions. Kamo nisharu mimachnes Sancheriv. How many were left from the camp of Sancheriv? So as we go on in the Gemara, we see several names, all in diamonds. Rav, Omar, Asora. 10 remained. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Ushar Eitz Yaro Mispar Yu Venar Yichtevein. A nar, a young person, will be able to write the number. Kamo nar yochol lichtov. How much can a child write? Asora. Asora is 10. 10 is represented by the letter equivalent Yud. The Yud, in effect, is a drop of ink. So a child who doesn't really know how to write, maximum, what can he do? He can deposit a drop of ink. The drop of ink representing a yud, which equals 10. So, since the pasuk made this reference to Venar Yichtevein, that's the number that remained from the camp of Sancheriv. Ushmul Amar Tisha Shenamar, 9 remained, as the pasuk says. Vinishar Boy Oilulois Kenoikef Zayas Shnayim Shloisha Gagrim Rosh Omir. So in the pasuk there's a reference to Arba Chamisha, 4 and 5, hence 9. Yehoshua ben Levi Omar, Arba Asar, 14 remained. Citing the same pasuk, but in his case taking into account all of the numbers mentioned, Shnemar Shnayim Shlosha, Arba Chamisha. Add up those numbers, 2 and 3 is 5, and 4 is 9, and 5 is a total of 14. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Chamisha. Not 5 remained. Now his conclusion, you'll see how he gets to the number 5 as follows. Who were the 5? Sancheriv u'shnei bonav, Nevuchadnezzar u'Nevuzraddan. Nevuzraddan equals Gemara. That's an oral tradition that Nevuzraddan was part of the army of Sancheriv. He eventually was the general that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Nevuchadnezzar, how do we know that he was part of the Sancheriv army that was eventually vanquished by the angel? So we see that Nebuchadnezzar was able to recognize an angel. Apparently, when later on Nebuchadnezzar, in the story involving the throwing of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah into the furnace, and he noticed a fourth form there that looked like an angel, how would Nebuchadnezzar know what an angel looked like if he had not seen one before? And that's what the Gemara says, Dichtiv, the form of the fourth one in the fire, after all, he only threw 3 people into the furnace, and there was a fourth form there, Domi Labar Alokin. This appeared to be like a Bar Alokin, an angel. The Lav Dechazia, if not for the fact that he had seen an angel once before, Menor Havayoda, how could he have known what it looked like? So, when did he see an angel before? When he was part of the troops of Sancheriv, and the angel came and killed them off. Sancheriv u'shnei bonav, dichtiv, vayihu mishtachave beis nasruch elohov, vadar melech v'sharetzer bonav, hikuhu b'cheriv. Sancheriv remained, and his 2 sons, as the pasuk indicates, that after the defeat of Sancheriv's army, Sancheriv and his 2 sons were at this idolatrous temple. Omar Rabbi Yehoho, ilmole mikro kosuv, if not for the fact that a pasuk says what it does, the Efshel Omer, we would not be able to say the following story. Dichtiv, the pasuk says, "Bayomahu yigalach Hashem besar haschira beevrei nor bemelech Ashur es harosh v'sar horaglayim v'gam es hazokon tispe." This pasuk will be explained by a story that follows in the Gemara, but the gist of the pasuk is that God, in fact, we're going to say God Himself, shaved the king of Ashur. He shaved Sancheriv, and sort of a body shave, if you will. And in addition to that, his beard, the beard of Sancheriv, also suffered. At this point in the shiur, we'll just read another couple lines, but realize that the balance of the story will be part of the next daf. Also, kuchibrichu, the idmi le kegavro sabos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, came, and as we said before, this would be impossible to say if not for the fact that we have a pasuk that enables us to go on with the following story. So you have a Gemara reveals that the Kodesh Baruch Hu appeared to Sanherib as a man, as an old man, kegavro sabo, amalei. So this old man, who in effect is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, turns to Sanherib and says, "Ki azus legabi malki mizrach umarav." When you approach the kings of the east and the west, Sanherib was a type of superpower. He had under his control many nations, and he took the children of these many nations into his battles. And in battles, as naturally happens, people die, troops are killed. So he says, the Gavra Saba, the old man, says to Sanherib, he says, "When you go to all the kings of the east and west, the Isisinu Livnayu, that you bring their sons, Vikatusinu, and you're responsible for their death in your battles, my Amaslu, what do you say to them?" It's a very troubling situation to be in, where you have to inform people and tell people that their children are killed. What do you say to them? Omar le, hahu gavra, bahu pachdo nami Yosef. So Sanherib answered, when he says, uses the expression hahu gavra, it's a form of speech referring, it's a third person expression, but he's referring to himself. That man, referring to himself, he says, "You know what? I'm in the same pachad, I'm in the same fear. Like, I don't know what to say." Omarle, Sanherib continues saying, "Hechinavit." So, what should I do? Well, to find out what he should do, we'll have to wait till the next shiur. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.